I'm Jeanette Gwen for South Carolina Public Radio. Art Mag called him the Renaissance Man of Charleston. The mayor appointed him the first Poet Laureate of Charleston. And Marcus Amaker is part of a world premiere at Piccolo Spoleto Festival in Charleston. This premiere is a new setting of your poetry. Tell us more.
Yeah, some local jazz musicians reached out to me and told me that they wanted to write some music based off of my latest poetry. And it was a super big honor to collaborate in an artistic way. And this way has been amazing.
Who were those musicians?
Robert Lewis, who's on the sax. His wife, Jill Lewis, who is a soprano. And Gerald Gregory, who's playing the piano.
Wasn't there a guest composer that worked with y'all?
Yeah, actually, David Linenberg. I'm probably mispronouncing his name, but he also did a song.
What was it like working with Robert and Gerald?
All three are amazing. I've worked with jazz musicians in the past. I think poetry and jazz just really works well together. For Robert and Jill and Gerald, specifically, it's interesting for me to hear the words interpreted through their eyes.
What does it mean to be Poet Laureate of Charleston?
Well, it means I get a Wikipedia page, which is awesome, so I can retire. But also it just means that I am at the table now for, you know, decisions that are made about art. And it's been really cool to work with the city in that way as well. Like I said, it's all about relationships. I've done graphic design for the city, but now we're working in a different relationship and getting to know each other in that way.
Jill is classically trained.
Yes.
Rob is a jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
How does that fit together and wrap around your lyrics? And what will a show be like when people come to see that? What can they expect?
I think it's really amazing because poetry and jazz, I think, just works well together. There's a level of improvisation there that I think poets appreciate, and I think jazz musicians appreciate the free verse sort of part of poetry as well. There's always a thread, you know, within, even when there's a free verse type of poem, there is a rhythm to it, and I really see a parallel with that in jazz, especially free jazz, you know.
Now, will we see you perform with them?
Yes, I will be doing a couple of the songs with them. So I'll be doing spoken word in between the singing. I'll also be doing some improvisational stuff with the musicians.
Can we get a little taste of your poetry?
Sure. So this is a poem about Dave the Potter called Calloused Hands. What history will we carve with our hands? Will it be an unfiltered truth as written word tattooed on the body of pottery? When reading and writing were revolutionary? Will our hands hold each other in crisis again and again when our bodies are fragile and bone dry, coiling the repetition of past mistakes shaped by the fires of racism? Will America hold out her hands to the ghosts of our ancestors and repair her history? Her body has been molded by violence and hardened by the heat of wars. We are passing down pain to our youth with calloused hands. History has been sculpted for us, but we'll continue to have faith that our future is malleable as clay. I am ready and willing to shape a better future for tomorrow, but today we are just echoes of the past.
Wow. Thank you, Marcus.
All right, thank you.
I'm Jeanette Gwen. The In-Between with Marcus Amaker perform Monday, June 5th, 6 o'clock at the City Gallery, 4 Prelo Street in Charleston. For more, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org.